All right, little Stevie Wonder. Actually, I don't know how tall he is. I doubt that he's little. Anyway, we're going to get right to the music. Give me a little time to put some pants on because it's really chilly in the studio today. Uh-oh. Hold on, Chris. There we go. Let's get the tolling of the bell stopped. I've decided not to play this song because it's 10 minutes and I got my pants on. Did you hear that? We have the radio on? This is Annalie. I'm sorry. I do have someone else in the studio. I'm not talking to myself.
I was just really confused about the pants comment.
Annalie was a little late, not her fault. And
kind of my fault.
I told our nice audience that I had to put my pants on, and that's why we had to go right to music.
Oh. Because
it was chilly in the studio. Normally, I don't wear pants. Anyway.
Only if I'm here, do you have pants on.
I have pajamas with the feet in them. They're not really pants. Let's see here. It is, this is the Mostly Two radio show. Annalie Fote and Chris Austin here to talk to maybe everyone or no one.
To get you through the big dark.
Is that what it's going to be?
That's what they're calling it.
No way.
It sounds so ominous.
Oh, no. I don't want to be without power.
Well, they're not. I don't think they're calling it that because of power.
Oh.
I think they're calling it that because it's just going to be dark and cloudy.
Oh, I see.
Because there's a bank of clouds from like China to the Puget Sound, like all the way across the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can't they do something?
Can't they bust it up with some lasers? Or something?
Exactly. And lasers. Anyway, what else is going on?
Got stories about all kinds of stuff.
All right. Prove it.
That's about it.
Tell us a story.
We'll start with Florida.
Yay.
The story is Florida and donuts and drugs. This was actually on NPR.
Oh, really?
I think the most reputable news source we've had a story from in a while. And this story has a little bit more humor to me personally because I don't think my brother's listening, but if my mom is, she'll probably be cracking up. So my brother loves, you know, beignets, those French donuts that they have in like New Orleans. So for those of you who don't know, I grew up in Southern California, like half an hour, 45 minutes from Disneyland. And the little like downtown area that Disney has, they call it like Downtown Disney, and they have all these restaurants and stuff. They have a place that has beignets. And my brother loved them, like so much so that if you asked him what he wanted for his birthday, he would just say, I want to go there.
Really? Wow.
So sure enough, his last birthday, so I think it was last June, or maybe it was this June. It was this June. That's what he said he wanted for his birthday. So we all went to Disneyland and got donuts. And they're covered in powdered sugar, right? So he's sitting in his car. We had all gone as a family. And I think I was going back with Ryan. And we were dropping him off at his car and he was going home.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sitting in his car. And we had like circled around the parking lot to go out the other way. And we see his car still sitting there. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Can he not start his car? Like, what's going on? And so we roll up and sure enough, he's just sitting there eating donuts, like covered in powdered sugar. Like it's all over his hands. He's got it all over like the steering wheel and like sticky sugar mess. And it's turned into quite the inside joke in my family of like my brother doing drugs in the front seat. Like a cop rolls up and is like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's powdered sugar. Yeah.
Which
right
is exactly what happened to this guy in Florida, which is why I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, really?
So this man in Florida, this was 2 years ago, but you'll see why it's relevant now. So in December of 2015, a 64-year-old man named Daniel Rushing had just dropped off a friend and was driving home an older woman from his church who worked at 7-Eleven. As he drove away from the convenience store, he got pulled over. The cop said he was driving 42 in a 30.
Oh my gosh.
And failed to come to a complete stop before entering the roadway. So he handed over his driver's license. I guess the officer noticed he had a concealed weapons permit. So Daniel said he has a pistol. And the officer said, okay, well, can you please step out of the car just for safety? And so he did.
Yeah.
The officer then asked if she could search his car. And he said, sure, if it meant he wouldn't be ticketed. So he watched the officers, who there were now four of them. They searched his car. And finally, the cop pulled him over, says to him, so you want to tell me about what we found? And he's like, there's what? Like, there's nothing to find. I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, the officer noticed some crystals on the floorboard of his car.
Oh.
When they used a field testing kit, the substance tested positive for meth.
Oh, get out.
So he said, well, that's impossible because I've never even smoked a cigarette, let alone meth. Then the officer says, okay, well, then what is this? And he says, that's glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut. He says, I get one every other Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
The officers were like, yeah, sure. So he goes to jail, possessing meth while armed with a weapon, which
holy
seems like
yeah.
a trumped up charge to me because he has a concealed yeah. carry permit. But anyway, so he's sitting in jail and he's like, what is going on? How did I end up here? He calls his wife and she gets a good laugh out of it. And then he said, you know, I realize that I might have a lawsuit here. So he spent more than 10 hours in jail. Then he was released on bail. And they collected more evidence from his car. And the Florida Department of Law Enforcement tested it further. And they said, yeah, so you're right. This isn't a controlled substance.
Wow.
Wow. So all charges against him were dropped. And now he got $37,000 out of a settlement.
And he spent it on meth.
He spent it on donuts.
Wow.
But yeah, I was like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Like, you know, how does donut icing test positive for meth? And the fact that they were like, oh, okay, well, now you're going to jail because you were possession of meth
yes.
and because a weapon. What?
My highly inaccurate test says it's positive, so
right.
off you go.
Well, and that's what they said, is that this isn't the first time that this has happened. So in another city... This happened in Orlando. In another city just northeast of there, this man named Carlos Cash was pulled over in March for driving without headlights. He was arrested. They saw white dust on the floorboards of his car and tested it. It showed positive for cocaine. He went to jail for 90 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was drywall dust.
They make those with cocaine? Oh, my yeah. God.
And he's like, I know it's drywall because I'm a handyman. That's what I do for a living. I said that continuously as I was being arrested. But there's been this big investigation now into these, they're called, NIC tests, N-I-K.
Hmm.
But they're saying they're far from foolproof. There was an investigation in 2016 that found that tens of thousands of people are sent to jail each year based on these kits' results. Yeah, so kind of funny, but also this is a super interesting story if you get a chance to read it.
Well, it is, because what's the solution? I mean, they need field tests to know what they're dealing with.
Right, but I mean, you do a field test, yeah. and you, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I'm not a cop, so I don't know this.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of it has to do with the person you're arresting, right? I mean, if they look like they're on drugs and,
yeah.
you know, compromised, then sure. But if it's like, you know, this guy didn't come to a complete stop and was going 12 miles over the speed limit
yeah.
and is driving this old lady home, like, and doesn't and looks like he's totally fine and is speaking and is, you know, making sense.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, you send them off to a lab and then wait for those results to come back and then get back in touch with him. I
yeah.
mean,
well, you
like,
know,
it seems like you could get a lot from the demeanor of the person.
Yeah. Well, the other side's going to say, you just let a criminal go. You know, when it comes
but
back
But that's
positive.
The thing is, like, so you don't have to let them go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can issue a notice to appear or whatever
okay.
from however many months out. And then if they don't show up for that, then you can have a warrant out for their arrest and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it doesn't have to be so reactionary.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean,
maybe it does.
It's easy. I mean, right? It's like this
yeah.
test says positive, off you go.
Right.
I mean, I wish it was that easy. Wish it was a perfect test.
Right.
So I think it's a very difficult problem.
Yeah.
How do we get serious, man?
I know.
Dude.
I'm sorry. This didn't mean to be serious. Oh. It was supposed to be funny. Like, this guy went to jail for donuts.
What? Well, I thought...
But then I realized this story was actually a lot more interesting from a journalistic perspective this guy went to jail because he had a donut. But what I think is funny is the poor guy is sitting there trying to tell him that this is seriously just Krispy Kreme donuts. And they're like, uh-huh, good one, buddy. Like,
yeah, well, like we don't know donuts.
Exactly.
Well, I thought that you stole my story.
I didn't.
Because a 21-year-old man on probation violation surrendered.
I saw this one, though. I almost
got
it.
Detroit police and brought in a dozen donuts. Yeah.
He's like, I'll surrender and I'll bring you donuts and maybe I won't have to go to jail for so long. And they're like, nice try.
You know, even when I was a dentist, I did not eat free food. And I think the cops would be well advised not to do that either. Like, this may be made with X-Lax or something, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you mention that, because my mom works at a dental office, and they always get, like, these gift baskets and stuff. And she comes home like, oh, a patient gave this to me. I'm like...
Yeah.
Did they like you?
Yeah, I know. It's like, did I screw up a root canal or what? Pull a wrong tooth?
I think that... I don't know. I feel like she's been there long enough that maybe the people who give stuff to them are...
I would always give it all to my staff. So I look like a good eye.
Maybe that's why my mom comes home with it, because the doctor's like, I'm not having it. I'm going to give it to my assistant.
That's right. See what happens. Okay, I'm a jerk.
Oh, man.
You got any music?
I do, actually.
You've made us all serious.
Well, I have another funny one if we want to end it
on
a funny one.
Well, okay.
All right. I think you'll appreciate this one, Chris, judging by the stories you told me off the air about the adventures of mice and rats in your house. So this was in Tucson, Arizona. This person was trying to take care of their spider problem. Mm-hmm. I guess they had some cobwebs and they live in a trailer.
Okay.
And they were, you know, trying to get rid of the spiders. So naturally... What do they reach for to get rid of the cobwebs?
A gun? Is it Texas?
A blowtorch.
Of course, a blowtorch.
They were blowtorching cobwebs.
Okay.
Because that's how you deal with cobwebs.
Because the shoe is just too, you know, normal.
Yeah, so they were under their trailer trying to burn the spiders away. And needless to say, the home caught on fire. But everyone's okay. So...
And probably the spiders are okay, too.
Yeah.
Like, what is this guy doing? Wow.
I like it, though. It's like the cause of the fire is being investigated. It's like the cause was they were using a blowtorch.
Yeah. Felony stupid. That's the cause. Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay. You win.
It's only funny because everyone's okay, but like, well, blowtorch. One way to do it.
I mean, they actually make products that will kill a spider when you spray it on
Or you could just use, like, you know, a broom to get cobwebs out of the corner.
That's right. Light a broom on fire and do it.
There we go.
Well, let's see. It is 37 minutes after the hour here on the Mostly Chew Radio Show. And this is Chris Austin. We have Annalie Fote. And we don't have a guest.
We don't.
Stop with
Shocker.
You people. I know. No one wanted to come on our show. Oh, I know what we got. Okay, so we have in
Looks fancy.
Yeah, this is in my hot little hand here. Two tickets to the Met Opera, Norma.
Ooh.
That's playing at the
Vachon Theater.
Vachon Theater, thank you. On October 22nd. So we're supposed to give these away.
Do we get to make a contest?
Yeah.
So people call in?
The phone thing really doesn't work.
Email?
Email or come by. First person comes by.
Sure.
With a beer.
No.
No. Okay. You don't have to have a beer.
The first person who comes to the storefront studio.
Gets.
And they need to know the password.
The password is a $20 bill.
Yeah.
No. Hold on here. Let's see. It is two tickets. Wow. Two. All right.
Two tickets to the Met Opera on Vachon.
Yes. On Vachon. And it's, what did I say? October 22nd.
Yeah.
So that's coming up.
That's Saturday?
Yeah.
I think it's Saturday.
So
you can't just walk by.
No.
You have to come by and you have to stand at the door.
Yes. We're not going to stand
until
there with
we
our
open
hand
it.
Out the door and somebody grabs it.
Just stare at us until we open the door. And then when we ask you why you're here.
Yeah. And it's, we've had some weird people.
I know. That's why I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
If you want 2 free tickets to the Met and you're not crazy.
Yes.
Come by.
So you'll have to say Met through the glass.
Spell
like
it out.
M-E-T.
Write it on a piece of paper. Like, hold it up to the glass.
You have to do an M and an E and then a T.
Like YMCA.
Yeah. But with Met. So.
Got it.
Okay. That's our first contest.
I think it is. I kind of wish we had like a fun way to do it.
Me too.
Like they do on the professionals, you know?
Well they just told me.
Caller number 12.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have enough callers.
I did that once.
I've tried a billion times.
Really?
And I've never got anything.
Yeah, I tried, I think, when I was about 12.
Really?
Yeah. And it was...
Was this in Tennessee?
This is in Tennessee, and it was for a Lynyrd Skynyrd guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
I never play guitar. I don't even know why I wanted it. And I was really nervous. I had call 100, and I dialed in the number.
On the rotary.
And it picks up, it goes, you're 58, click. That was it. You're 58, click, hang up, done.
Wow.
I'm like, that's it? I don't get thanks.
That's
or,
all I get.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a robotic voice. It was
no, it was a DJ, probably wow. Somebody in the studio. Just pick it up. You're 58, click.
You're 59.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Like, I was just
yeah,
fodder.
See, it's all like electronic now.
Yeah.
Dang. And I think that, I mean, I interned at radio stations, and I was the person who answered the phone and like pre-screened them.
Oh.
But we never did contests. It was always talk radio. And they were like, oh, call in if you have an opinion. So I had to sit there and listen to them tell me their opinion. And I was like, I really just need 2 sentences and to make sure you're not insane. So
did you
summarize, please? Yeah.
Did you misjudge at all?
Did
you
get some real wackadoodles? No, I don't think I ever did. I mean, I did. I got wackadoodles, but I don't remember how I would tell them like no, but I did.
You said you're 58, click.
Or I would just say like, okay, that's great. And I just wouldn't write them in the queue, you know?
And they're probably still waiting.
They're probably still mad at me. That was fun though.
Well, good. I'm going to play a song. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right. This is the song I was going to play. So what's the difference between ringing a bell and tolling a bell?
Is that the word of the day?
It is now.
I don't know if is there a difference? Is like ringing a bell like a little Christmas bell that's happy and tolling a bell is like
a death notice?
Yeah.
I don't know. Gotta look that up.
Like, is it a feeling word? Depressing versus...
Yes. Chipper. It's Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Oh, somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. And we did figure out your chiming versus your ringing versus your tolling type of deal. What was it?
Oh, man, I closed the tab.
I rely on you for that. Chiming was once for an event.
Well, yeah, so it was saying that...
Ringing was a second
there's,
or less.
There's ringing, which is a second or less. There's chiming, which is like once a second, I think, or...
No. The ringing was once a second or less. The chiming was once for an event.
Oh, was that all it was?
I think so.
Oh.
And we'll have to look it up again.
I closed the tab, and I don't know how to get the stupid... to get it back. I don't work with... what's the word? PCs anymore. I'm used to Mac, so I don't know where the things are.
Here we go. Little PC bashing.
But yeah, basically, it's... There were 3 different kinds that it talked about. It said there was ringing, which, like you said, was multiple times, but less than a second between it. And then...
And tolling was every tolling, 2 seconds for typically a death or...
Right. Like a really long stretch of time between each.
Yeah. Like our show dying right
now. Mm-hmm.
Bong. So I did read a story today on the typical Canadian wedding. It was in Alberta.
Is there a moose?
There was a moose.
Ooh.
Oh, we got electricity going out. Oh.
We're going to lose you guys probably. This is scary.
Oh, the lights do that. The lights are flashing on and off. Hold on.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
No. Sorry, I was watching you. We're fixing the lights.
Fix the lights. All right. Anyway.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. Every now and then they start flashing strobing, and then if you turn them all the way off and on, then they're good.
Sounds like it's haunted to me.
Ooh. Well, it was an outdoor wedding, and the bride and groom were about to stroll out, and they said, you got a moose out there. Don't you know? They can be, kind of scrappy.
So, they can be scrappy. Yeah. Moose.
So they had to postpone their wedding until the moose left. Yeah. Oh, geez, hey. Yeah, like all the stuff's going bad out there. It's a moose in our way. Jeepers. I don't know. Moose.
Moose is like, I don't understand why everyone's staring.
That's right. I'm here with the bride's side. When I was going through the archives of the historical museum we have, mm-hmm. I found a picture. It was probably from 1940, that era, and it was snow all around the ground, and it was right in front of the hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And they had a little scaffold, and they were preparing. They had two dead moose hanging from it.
What?
Yeah. So someone had been out hunting, shot two moose, brought it back to the island, and, had them up for everybody to see, I guess.
In case you've never seen a moose before. Yeah, it's all you crazy islanders.
Moose dogs coming up. Isn't that weird?
Wow. That is weird.
Now to some hard-hitting news.
Hard-hitting.
Oh, my gosh. The Mostly True Vashon News. You can pick this up just about anywhere in town. And
off town.
And that's right. Tacoma and West Seattle. And I was perusing this. And we've got, for one and only, Kathy in the Real Tones. Real estate agents that went from selling a house to bringing down the house.
Hopefully not literally.
They are going to play their favorites. See, what are their favorites here? He Left Me in Escrow. Your Prospectus.
That's a ballad.
That's right. Your Prospectus Wrecked Us. Their power ballad is Lean on Me. What else we got here? It was a pre-approved romance. These are great songs. Have you not heard these?
No, I have not.
They're getting a lot of airplay.
Pre-approved romance.
Pre-approved.
That doesn't sound very romantic.
Our Love Died Intestate. Fannie Mae, but I doubt it. What else we got in here? We got from the Department of Energy, the Honorable Rick Perry.
Oh, man.
Secretary of Energy has chosen an undersecretary, that's the person number two spot in the mm-hmm. department, tasked with the safety and security of nuclear energy, as well as nuclear deterrence. The long vacant number two position at the department is an important one. His choice raised a few eyebrows in the small community of nuclear experts and engineers. After vetting several candidates, he chose noted physicist and cosmetic huckster Paris Hilton.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Perry's going to do great things in that position.
Yeah. Quoted Perry, "It took me a long time to find someone who knows as much about the Department of Energy as I do."
Oh, no.
Burn. And that's your Mostly True Vashon News.
Dang it. I need to have the rim shot up.
Oh, we do.
Just constantly have it. I'll do it. I mean, I won't do it now. Next.
I was watching some stupid thing on YouTube. I know, it's shocking. And it's a car approaching, right? The viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And the car noise. Mm-hmm. And it was a guy playing a tuba. The car wasn't making any noise.
It's That's hilarious.
I want that. My Camry. I finally have a mean sounding Camry.
I want the car horns that sound like train horns.
Oh.
We're just like,
okay. You want that? I went off island yesterday, and some clown on the ferry playing over and over, that kind of Dixie horn. They're doing it over. It's not a car alarm, because you would hear them play it, and then somebody go
like playing it on like a trumpet or no, playing on the, it they're, on the radio.
They're hitting they're hitting their horn on their car.
Oh.
And it's one of those car horns is, whatever the Dixie song is. until somebody honked at them on the ferry.
Wow.
No one moving.
Is the Seattle ferry?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they played it like three times as they left, like, hey, you can't get me. It was a bad day.
That sounds horrible.
It was. All right. It's 5 o'clock. What you got?
It's 5 o'clock. All right. 5 o'clock. All right. You'll appreciate this one. So the headline of this is a little misleading.
Okay.
But that's what makes this story great. Drinking really does give you courage, and it can help you speak the language, too.
Okay. All right.
So it goes on to say that drinking a pint of beer can boost your foreign language skills. New study came out today and revealed that people's second language skills are improved after they consume a small amount of alcohol.
Oh. Wah, wah.
But the study is from Liverpool and London. I mean,
which no one can understand. Crikey, governor.
Well, and like they drink a lot there too. They said, well, it's well known that alcohol impairs brain power and function, but executive mental health functions, which include the ability to remember, pay attention, and inhibit inappropriate behaviors, are particularly sensitive. And they said that that is what makes you better at a language. But it's basically just because it increases your self-confidence and reduces anxiety. So,
wow,
you can try to speak a second language and not feel so bad about it. Which is why it's kind of misleading. It doesn't really make you better at speaking a language.
No,
you just get way more confident in speaking it horribly.
It reduces your, you know, ability to function in society,
right?
To the point where you don't care and you say anything.
And you just, yeah, exactly. Hmm. You speak the language. No one knows what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense,
right.
But you're speaking it.
Ear Bay, for E-May, Beer Me, in Pig Latin? Is that what that is? No. I'm completely wrong.
I mean, what were you trying to say?
Beer Me. I don't know.
So yeah, you were right.
Ear Bay. E-May.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're right.
All right. I got a story that perhaps will make you laugh. Woman in Melbourne, Australia. Yeah. Crocodile hunter. She inhaled 360 laughing gas containers.
What?
In a week.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say in a day. I was like, how is she still alive?
There's no time left to breathe.
Yeah. I know.
So she's still in rehabilitation, learning to walk again.
Oh my God.
Not so funny
gosh.
Now, is it? Yeah.
Why? Say why she
where
did.
Do you get that?
She probably worked. She was probably a dentist. Oh,
well, you know,
man.
That was actually it's not so bad anymore, but that was a occupational hazard when you practiced dentistry, is when you gave nitrous to your patients, the masks that they wear
was kind of loose.
Yeah. So you have just these trace amounts would come up in you couldn't smell it. There wasn't enough to smell it. You didn't have any symptoms, but the long-term, you know, years and years effect. You'd have nerve damage.
Really?
Yep, neurologic nerve damage.
That's a problem.
Yep. Well. Yeah. Yes, brain, whatever.
The dentist starts falling asleep while he's working on your teeth.
So, the other one I had for you. I don't know if you were in this study or not. This woman, I don't know, a photographer, captured women's faces.
I saw that.
During their orgasms. Yeah.
Like, these ladies must have been really comfortable with just having a man watch them.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, no.
And let me tell you, they got a lot of pictures, and I...
No. Some of them are really funny.
And no girlfriend of mine has ever looked like that, I can tell you that. So I don't know. I think this is a really kind of spurious study. And some of them are completely emotionless.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's one of them that he kept, and I was like, why did you keep this picture? She's totally just like looking away.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what? Oh, no, there it is.
Yeah,
yeah, big O. Okay. What's next?
Which is why I'm wondering. I was like, I feel like it still must have been weird for a lot of them. So they're probably not exactly reacting as they would normally. Because there's a guy sitting there with a camera taking pictures. Like, that's got to be weird.
I think the people that agree to that are a subset of women to begin with.
That's true, too. That's true.
I don't think those are normal women to begin with. Yeah.
But yeah, that's very interesting. I like his other one where it's he takes a picture of a person before they have anything to drink, after one glass of wine, after two, and then after three. And it's really funny how much it changes.
Really? No, I haven't seen that. That's a good one.
That was his first one.
Huh. Is he the guy that did the little video clips and you just see the women from the shoulders up? And they would just, you know, see so apprehensive. And they were doing Brazilians? But and so it was just showing their face when they took the wax off.
I don't know if that was him or not.
That's the best advertisement.
But I don't think I'd look apprehensive.
they'd be sitting there squeezing their friend's hand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
No thanks. How'd we get on that?
I don't know.
Do you know we have a lip sync contest coming up?
I do.
That is
November 10th, I think.
Going to raise money for our fair radio station.
That's amazing.
It is. I will be a contestant.
Do you know what you're going to sing yet?
No.
Stairway to Heaven.
Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah, there we go.
It's 10 minutes on. No, really haven't thought it out.
Journey.
Bare Naked Ladies. Got it. That's what it's got. That's it.
You guys need crazy costumes, though.
Yes,
you got to dress like... What do the Bare Naked Ladies dress like?
Yeah, they're pretty normal looking.
Are they?
Yeah, they're Canadian.
You should just dress like alcohol. Get one of those costumes that's like a beer bottle. Thea can be like a wine glass or something.
Okay. I like it.
Might as well. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think we're going to win. So yeah, you might as well.
Well, you might as well make it silly.
You know. Speaking of silly, you know how I like my maps?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a map that shows the most popular Halloween candy in each state.
Mm.
There are some jacked up states out there.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's candy. How bad can it be?
Well, you tell me. Like Alabama, candy corn.
Again, back to the candy corn. My mom and I were talking about this the other day.
You
we both like it. So I'm sorry.
Arkansas, Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, that one sucks. Jolly Ranchers.
I got one that can beat Jolly Ranchers. Delaware with Lifesavers. Lifesavers, that's like adult, like mint.
Delaware. Get on train.
Get with the program. Now, here's one kind of caught
get
me
on
by
the
surprise.
Fun candy train.
Georgia. You think it'd be like a moon pie or something, right?
Is that technically candy, though?
No. Well, what they like is Swedish fish. Really?
That's strange.
I would not have picked Georgia for that.
See, I don't think Swedish fish are that good either.
No.
They're like hard. At least the ones I've had.
Probably had old ones. Louisiana, Lemonheads.
That one's bad too.
That's really bad.
Lemonheads are gross.
Bitter and hard candy.
Yeah. Louisiana, no. I got to figure out where I got to go trick-or-treating. Which state do I got to go to? He likes Reese's.
Okay, there's a couple. Let's see here. Iowa and Kansas. Indiana likes hot tamales.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird one, too.
It is a weird one.
Another hard, spicy candy.
Three Musketeers.
Ooh.
Oh, Montana. Double bubble gum?
Montana.
Come on.
See, that's bad.
You just need to go be your own country or something.
Become part of Canada.
Yeah. Let's see here.
What's Washington?
Well, what's Washington? There's Blow Pops. There's only one Blow Pops.
Oh, that's kind of bad, too. It's all about the chocolate, man.
I know.
If you're not selling, if the candy you're selling isn't chocolate, why are you even giving out candy? I mean, really.
Washington is Tootsie Pops.
Ugh.
Tootsie Pops.
Washington.
Yeah.
That's horrible, too.
Okay. Well, I don't know what, yeah. Couple of Starbursts, more Utah Jolly Ranchers.
Wow.
Whew.
So I need to go to Kansas. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, or the Chevron station and get your Reese's. Either one.
Yeah, but if you go trick or treating, you get them for free.
That's true.
That's why I think it's lame that adults can only go trick or treating if they have kids. If I put on a costume and I put effort into it. You should be able to give me candy just like everyone else.
You know, and you
if I just show up in regular clothes, then no, I'm not going to give you candy. But
when did you stop? Or have you stopped?
Well, I have now. I think that my friend and I last went. We were old. We were like, oh man, I want to say like high school. Like senior year of high school, I think. And then people were like, you look a little old to be trick-or-treating. We're like, what are you talking about?
Free
like
candy.
We still had costumes on. We were putting in effort. But yeah, I think it was like senior year of high school.
I see you feel strongly about this.
I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that like now it's supposed to be like, well, you're an adult. You can just buy your own candy. It's not as fun.
Have you seen the Jimmy Kimmel thing he does after every Halloween?
Steal the kids' candy thing?
Yeah. Oh,
that's horrible.
It really is. It just
people
is borderline.
Laugh at it, and I'm like, that's awful. Like, these poor kids get so upset.
And some of them are so strong, like, oh, okay, all right.
I know.
Yeah,
That's sad. I know my parents would threaten to do that, because we just eat candy for like 3 days straight. And
yeah.
They're like, you need to have dinner. Like, but I already had candy. Well, you need to have dinner at some point.
Such a candy freak. I remember finding an Easter egg.
What?
About 9 months after Easter.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It was one of those with the kind of hard outside. They're, you know, they're hollow.
Yeah.
And they get that weird, ugh, man. After 9 months sitting on a picture frame. In a house, it was not good.
We still find Easter eggs at my grandma's house. We always used to go and hide eggs at her house every Easter.
Yeah.
And there's still some years where we'll be doing yard work or something. And someone either miscounted or forgot how many there were or just forgot where they were. And we're like, oh, look, an Easter egg. Be like, don't know how old it is. Like, could be from last year. Could be from 10 years ago.
And speaking of buried, I got time for a story.
Yeah.
You may be asking yourself, why in Raleigh, North Carolina, are so many whales buried in the countryside?
Where is this?
Raleigh, North Carolina, which is hundreds of miles
from the coast.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm that piqued my interest.
That would be a legitimate question. Well, what they do, they have a museum of mammals.
Okay.
And they have a lot of skeletons.
Okay.
So when you have a average size animal, you know, a dog or smaller, they put them in these boxes with beetles that eat skin. Okay, this is getting gross, but I don't care. and so they
see
clean
my face right now.
So they eat everything on except the skeleton.
Right.
So they'll just leave them in there and then go about their business. And that's rather than the human person, you know, they like take the skin off and get as well as they can. But it doesn't
work.
It's a
good Halloween story. But doesn't it work for whales?
Doesn't work for whales.
Because they don't technically have skin.
No, because there's so much fat on them that it.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I know about that. So they have to bury them in horse manure. I just think everybody needs to know that.
Like dissolves it or something?
Yep. The microbes in the horse manure eat the fat. And they just bury this thing for a long time, and they come back, and there's nice, clean whale bones.
How long does that be buried for? Do you know? I'm curious.
No. Two years. I'm going to say 2 years. So here they did a 54-foot sperm whale. Whew.
That is a big whale.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting it there? So they've got it. Oh, you know, in this field covered with horse dung, and you got a fence around it to keep the coyotes away.
Hooligans.
The whale stealing. Whale hunters.
Like, that's got to stink.
It's
like, not only do you have horse manure, but you have like a rotting whale
rotting
carcass.
Marine mammal. Yeah. Maybe it just smells
maybe
like.
Stay away from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Say, maybe that's the way Raleigh just smells like that.
It just smells like horse manure and rotting whales.
Yeah.
It's one way to get tourists, I guess.
You know, when I worked at the San Bernardino County Museum. They have a, they get a call and they'd say, oh, geez, AFW. And that meant another F word of your choice, whale. And what would happen is someone would call and say, oh, I found these bones in my construction site. And they run down there all excited.
I was like,
it's another whale.
It's just a whale.
Because this used to be the bottom of the sea. So we got freaking whales coming. And they, you have to curate them. You have to.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's kind of their, that's the job of the museum.
Oh, no.
And so.
So they're like, we have whale number 2,578.
Yeah, exactly. You go in and they'd be like up in the rafters and, you know, leaning against. You
well,
know,
yeah, what do you do with them?
You save them. Yeah. So actually what happens when you do a construction site in California, if you come across Paleolithic or, you know.
Native American.
Yeah. Or you know, fossils, you have to curate them.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's your, that's what the law says.
Right.
But what everybody does, of course, is they just pay a little something to the museum and they do it. They take it off their hands. So.
Well, there have been places like that. I remember at my high school, they had like a little exhibit. I don't even know if you would call it that. Display case.
Oh.
In the library that had like Native American.
Oh, really?
Tools that they had found when
just
they were
when
building,
they were building
school.
The school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
And I know they found some crazy stuff in Seattle too.
Really?
Like they were tearing down a building at the Seattle Center. Mm-hmm. I told you about this. I think it was one of my stories. And underneath it was like this beautiful building from like the 20s.
What?
That I think had like gargoyles and stuff on it.
Oh, you did tell me that, right?
Yeah. Huh. And they had broken one. Oops. And they were like, oh crap. But yeah, it's really interesting. The other, I guess, I don't know how the laws are in this country, but when I was in Greece, it was like in Athens, you can't build anything without running into ruins.
Oh, I'm sure that's
true.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere you dig down, like you find these old civilizations. And so it was really cool because one of the museums they had, the whole like entryway area, kind of walking into the museum from the outside. And then once you got inside, it was all glass floor with the ruins like underneath.
Way.
So you could see it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, it's like, what do you do in a place like that where literally everywhere?
Yeah.
I think there's a certain point where they're just like, you know.
Yeah. It's old.
Yeah,
it's
like
ours.
We have a lot of these. So maybe that's not what they do. I don't know. But
that's like the dinosaur thing in Montana.
Yeah.
There's just so many. And the exhibit, you see the paleontologists working on it. Wow.
Have you been there?
No.
Dinosaur National Monument?
I can't believe I haven't.
It's really cool. We went when I was really little, so I don't remember a whole bunch, but I do remember there being just this gigantic wall of rock, and there would be these paleontologists on like scaffolding and things like that, just brushing away, and just like these massive bones that you'd think,
wow,
you're like,
so
they
cool.
don't actually find those, but no, they do, and they're like right there in the wall.
All right, let's see here. And speaking of dinosaurs, why don't we play this?
We have a dinosaur song?
All right, little Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
So your three-song sweep at the lip sync is going to be Alcohol Rehab.
Yeah. In that order, probably Alcohol Rehab, Alcohol Again.
No, oh.
I know.
The second half.
No, yeah, we haven't figured it out. But it's going to be something.
It should be fun.
Don't know about that, but it's going to be something.
Fun for the people watching.
That's right. Do I need to thank somebody?
Yeah, we probably should.
Oh, clock on the wall here. Let's see.
Oh, wait. I think I already did that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't flip it.
Thank you, lady and business. So I have some news that may come as a shock.
Okay.
Don't kiss a fish. Okay?
Okay.
What kind of fish? I heard through the rumor mill that you like to do that. You're a fish kisser.
What kind of fish?
Well, this guy in England, he caught a Dover sole, which is one of those, I think it's one of those weird fish that gets flat and your
like
eyes
grow. Like a halibut?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When their eyes migrate around the, you know, mine did that once. It's really weird. Well, he caught it and then he
kissed it.
Yes! He mock kissed it, and it jumped into his throat and nearly killed him. Paramedics arrived. He was...
Oh, my God. Cardiac. Well, must have been a small fish.
Well, here's the picture. Judge for yourself. That's a pretty big fish. That's the biggest
fish.
His forearm.
How did that jump into...
And so he was in cardiac arrest for 3 minutes.
Oh, my
Before the paramedics
gosh.
Arrived and said, what's the problem?
Did he take that picture with the paramedic after?
I think so.
Wow.
Like the paramedics are like, all right, I've seen everything now.
Yeah.
A fish jumped
Let
in this
just
guy's throat.
Pull this fish out of this guy's throat.
Yeah, but you know how the barbs are, you know, the fins and stuff. They,
yeah, how
they're
did
not
they
good
do
for
that?
Coming backwards. New.
So many
I don't
questions.
Know. We almost had him buried in dung in the Raleigh,
yeah.
North Carolina.
Whew. Wow. Okay. Don't kiss chickens or fish. Got it. Pretty soon they're going to be saying you can't kiss your dog, and then I don't know what they're going to say.
Well, the chicken doesn't try and kill you like the fish does. It's the bacteria on the chicken.
So it kind of tries to kill you.
if you would just clean your chicken first. A little shampoo.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I have a story out of Maryland.
Oh. We don't hear from them too much.
Yeah, I know. But this is a funny... I try to at least have one funny thief robbery story a week.
Oh.
Like, we had the naked robber, then we had the one that, like, used the bathroom and left. And then now we have this one, which I don't know if this is a genius or stupidity, but a thief has repeatedly broken into a coin-operated vacuum cleaner at a gas station and stolen $200,000 in quarters.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Yeah. I think it's pretty smart. But you just have all these quarters. What are you going to do with them?
Jukebox this, king.
Yeah, seriously. This thief hit the location at least 15 times in 3 years. He said, the owner said he loses about $1,000 in coins with each theft and has lost $200,000 overall. So $200,000 over 3 years, which still is not that bad.
Because he's not stealing all of it. So that guy's making some money.
Which guy?
Well, both of them. Yeah. The owner and the thief.
Yeah, he said the thief uses a grinder to cut through the locks or uses a drill to get to the cash box. When that doesn't work, the gas station owner said the man uses the vacuum itself to suck out the quarters.
What? You can do that? That's so cool.
Well, wouldn't it just go into the vacuum and then you'd have the same problem?
Yeah.
I don't know. They think he's hitting numerous stations in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. Police say they know who the thief is, but they haven't caught him yet. Just listen for his jingling pockets.
Oh, wow. If anybody comes in and buys a car with quarters, call the police.
Yeah.
$200,000
car.
Wow.
Do you imagine? It's like grocery bags, garbage bags full of quarters.
How do you get rid of it?
Get rid of what?
All those quarters.
I don't know. I'd take it to a Coinstar in the grocery store or something.
I would be right behind him. I'd have my little tiny bucket. I'd be behind this guy with $200,000 of quarters. Like, really? All day? I got
to
be here?
Yeah, because that would suck if you had to roll them all and take them to the bank. Lose $200,000 worth of your life doing that. And it just got the big dark outside.
Just got real, man. It did get dark quickly, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. Sun's not even down yet.
I'm all fraidy. I got some bad news for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, no. We have to have one like one story dedicated to her every time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we could do a whole show dedicated to her.
We could.
To her goop.
We could.
This one is, it's become trendy to eat the placenta, right? They dry it and they use it like a spice.
Yeah.
Well, finally the doctors are like...
Frankly, I don't know if I know enough to have an opinion, but it seems disgusting.
Well, people seem to think it's got all these super nutrients in it and this and that.
I mean, maybe.
It doesn't.
I don't know.
So this doctor's like, you know, you're a cannibal. That is a cannibalistic behavior.
Hmm.
So it offers no... advantage whatsoever.
Right.
And we actually don't know why wild animals sometimes do it, but for humans...
I feel like wild animals would only do it if they had to.
I think they probably do it to get rid of the smell because of predators.
Oh, yeah, that too. That makes sense.
But humans, not so much. Not a lot of predators going, hey, what's that smell?
No predators in the sanitary hospital rooms that you're giving birth in.
But it's quite an industry. These people are making mm-hmm. a lot of money selling this hokum. There, I said it out loud. Hokum. These are the snake oil salesmen of today.
Yeah, there's a lot today. People think like, oh, that's that because doesn't happen it's unconventional. Anymore. You're like, have you seen an infomercial? It still happens, guys.
Right.
Come on.
But you had another story, right?
I did. My last one. I'm just going to read the headline. Let your minds run wild for a little bit. Selfie stick wielding boy beats back evil clown.
Okay.
Deputies say.
Wow.
So this was... I don't even know. Was this in Florida? Let's just say it was in Florida.
Yeah, sure. When in doubt, Florida.
It was Florida. Sheriff deputies say a boy found a good use for a selfie stick during a clown encounter on the way to school on Tuesday. The sheriff's office posted about the case on Facebook with a warning to evil clowns and anyone considering creepy clown activity. Remember a few years ago... And there was all those scary...
That was just last year. Yeah.
Those scary clowns just popping
up
everywhere.
Like in Ohio or somewhere?
I wonder if that's what's going on. Because it says, the 11-year-old was riding his bike near Pine Ridge High School when he said the clown jumped out from behind a light pole. The victim told deputies the clown attempted to grab him. And out of self-defense, the victim said he grabbed his metal selfie stick and hit the clown several times.
Wow.
The victim ran, the clown chased him a short distance, and then tripped and fell and went back into the bushes.
Oh. Yeah, that's a rookie mistake by a clown running in big floppy shoes.
Yeah. Like, was he wearing big floppy shoes? Because that'd be great. Doesn't sound like he was. The kid said the clown was, and I don't know how the kid knew this.
Mm-hmm.
He was 5'9", weighing about 230 pounds, blue hair, a rainbow painted face, a red foam nose, a green long sleeve shirt, black pants, and black boots.
Did he take a picture with the selfie?
I know he should have.
He had to. He took a selfie with the selfie stick.
Well, the selfie stick didn't have anything on it. It was just the stick.
Oh, okay.
But that's pretty awesome. He beat this clown up with a selfie stick, and then the clown trips and falls. It's pretty awesome.
I wonder if the nose went squeak.
Yeah. I think it was just a foam one. But that would be funny if it did. Because he fell on his face.
Well, let's see here. It's 5:52.
Got 8 more minutes.
Okay. What are we going to do?
Do something good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This is the Mostly True Radio Show with Annalee Fote and Chris Austin. We will bid you adieu.
Adios.
Stay tuned for the morning scramble. What else?
Morning scramble.
Yes, tomorrow morning they may be giving away these tickets since nobody came by.
Yeah, no one came by to claim your tickets.
Now the other thing I must mention is this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody comes to your shop and wants to put up a nice poster, it might be me. Please say yes.
Please don't reject them.
Yes. We all want to support this program. Anyway, have a good evening. Try and stay dry, and we'll see you next week.